Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
No, alhamdulillah, you know, many things happening in this dunya, and especially, you know, the breaking off or the opening of the ceasefire, which is a joke, which is an insult to the intelligence of mankind, and the shaitans and these genocide, you know, perpetrators have gone berserk once more. What grows through your mind when you see the polarization of this world into Haq and Batil, but the forces of Batil being so blatant and sinning against their own intelligence, Shiraz?
Well, let's put it this way to you, right? From the onset, as you all know, for all the years that has been going on since 1945 or whatever the time at that frame, these people have always been liars. They've always, the West has always been, I would say, lying to the world with the media, with the propaganda, with everything. So from that time onwards, you cannot trust them. So how now, when suddenly they said truce and they've got the side of the few of the other countries, our own Muslim countries, who are supporting them. So they're taking advantage of this. No one is saying nothing. So what happens in the interim is that we have mentioned it and we knew, the world knows it now. Now it's open out that they are liars. What's the use of having a truce and then eventually after it still go and kill and murder 200 people, 300 people, just like that? I mean, I've seen videos and conditions. Oh my God, it is unbelievable. Therefore, their own people within Israel, within America, are fighting and really standing up or seeing what's reality in all the TV shows and all the real world, what's happening.
Yes, you know, Boniface and I, we really have a chuckle. And but when you're talking, Shiraz, there's no chuckling time here, because when you look at all these things that are happening in the world, and you find, you know, people like Biden that can't even think. And then you have countries like China, Russia, and, you know, when these things are taking place, once again, they are bombing Jenin and doing that. Where is Turkey? Where are the Chinese? Where are the Russians? It seems like we're being duped by these people. What's your thoughts, Shiraz?
I don't think it's really what you are saying. To put it in perspective, right, you'd be shocked. Russia, Iran, I would say, okay, Turkey is a lot of double standards, but now I see he's making statements regarding, I would say, in favor of the Palestinians, but because he has no choice. But what happened is basically Russia is supporting, China is supporting. They can't, and besides, they got their own problems right now. I mean, Russia is sitting with a war issue, but they're supporting the Palestinian issue 100%. That China is more like India, double standards, in a sense that they, one hand, they want to do business, period. They're not interested in anything, in getting involved in here, but they will assist if need be. I think they will assist because Iran, Russia, and China are very close right now in the world as far as BRICS is concerned and far as the rest of the world is concerned. But concerning what you're saying is very interesting, because what can these countries do? What can they do? Because it's a problem. It's a real major problem. I mean, everything is going blatantly, openly, what all the countries are doing. I mean, we've got countries who are the biggest sellouts, the biggest hypocrites are people like neighbors like Egypt, who should have been supporting, I would say, the Palestinians. But now people within those countries are revolting. And that's when. But as I said once before, politically, political parties, governments in the world are all real, I would say, liars. They bluff the people, they push laws and bills within the throats of the people. That's how bad it is and how sad it is.
No, sad indeed. And now when you find that people are now, those Jews or those Zionists that went to places like Qatar, are running away.
Yes.
Because, you know, they say, hey, you know what, things don't look good for us here. But as soon, you know, lies that they're perpetrating, the whole world is watching, because let's be honest, that the world is marching against the atrocities that are being perpetrated there in Gaza, and the world, especially those in the West, are seeing how they've been duped over the years, and now it's time for them to fight for their freedom, because they've been duped all these times, Shiraz.
Yes. Yes, most definitely. They've been duped to do it financially, supporting artillery, ammunition, soldiers, whichever way you look at it, finance, right, whichever, they've been supporting this. Everything is like, it's like saying this, America says, you must jump. People will say, how high would these Western countries? And that's the story. That has been the veto issue of all the generations and years in the world, which people now realize that it's a sad situation. Now it's inevitable because it's now open to the world. I mean, look at Israel. They are fighting against their own government right now. They want him, they went to his place and they're fighting with him, Bibi, and telling him to step down, get out. You see, so America is the same thing. I mean, don't talk everyone about America. I'll tell you why. Biden is senile. I mean, this guy shouldn't even, not even fit to be even in the presidency at all. How do you expect a man of that caliber to be so? And his family are really, really messed up. I would say with his son, Hunter Biden, and with the Ukrainian issue and all these. So basically, if you look at it carefully, what's happening is now, I think, my opinion, the designers basically are looking for other avenues to whatever. Because I was reading another article where they're separating the Palestinians into asking countries around them, look, take these people, take these. They think it's 1945 or 1949 during their period when how they were accepted so nicely and harmony among the Arabs and the Palestinians. But the British did it. So it's the same issue at the moment. It's the same issue at the moment. So what we're saying is basically, if you look at it very, very carefully, right, the Palestinians are standing the ground and say, we don't want to move. But these people now, again, it comes down and boils down to the West is supporting it. Why? Why Europe will support it in a major way? The gas that is existing there in the ground of Gaza. That's the problem. They want the gas. They've already signed deals, by the way. They've signed a deal and confirmed the deal with Rishi Sunak's father-in-law for the exploration of gas there. And Europe is in trouble because winter is arising right now. And it's exorbitant prices. People are suffering there now. What's going to happen? They're going to shiver in the cold because there's no gas. And that's going to be a major problem. And we're going to see what's going to happen now. I don't know. We don't know. Allah knows best.
Yes, looking at the message on the screen, it says, Blue Chef, please ask us, Shiraz, Umar, what are his views of the Western Cape asking for cessation, becoming a federation of Zionism? How you respond to that? There's lots of stories coming through. They're going to do this and DA will do that and this will happen and that will happen. You've been in politics for so many years. What do you see into it?
Look, basically what's going to happen is it's all a hogwash as far as I'm concerned, right? They've got a plan made out for generations, right, for years. And it's just the problem what arises is that they didn't realize the strength and the resistance of the Palestinian people. That's what's the problem. But they've got a plan. They want to get rid of them. They want to put everyone away. They're not interested in your welfare or whatever. Look at the kids they put away. Look at the ladies they put away. So their plan is to take over the entire of Gaza. That's the plan. And the West, whichever way the West is looking at it, more on the humanitarian side, hey, shame, sadly, they're killing and all. But let me tell you something else. They all are going to support it. Quietly, they will support it. Believe me or not, they will support it. The Arab countries in Kusu will support it. All the people will support it. They'll keep quiet and act as if they're innocent, or they'll act as if like Al-Aqsa is important, Palestinians are important, lives are important. But let me tell you, bottom line, period. They all are interested in their own sovereignty. They're all interested in their own wealth and where they can scam wealth out of the countries which the West have been doing over the generations is going to pursue and continue, and murdering will continue.
You know, one of the points that you make is about these nation states that was carved out during the dismantling of the Ottoman Empire, and this was actually a curse to the Ummah. Shiraz, your thoughts?
Yes, 100%. It's been a curse, 100%. I mean, look at during that period, right? What happened, how they raped the countries. Go look at it. Look at the figures. If that is only what we are seeing is tip of the iceberg. They have ill-treated people. I mean, look, I give you a small example, a very good example. Look at the biggest sellouts and problems is because of starvation and looking for jobs. Look what they did in Malawi. That Israel had aeroplanes landed in Malawi and picked up thousands of this, or hundreds or whatever workers to come to Israel. And they're going to train them to be fighters there, believe me or not. And they're going to, same people are going to work out and become mercenaries and kill the Palestinians also and assist them in it. Because I believe, I just read somewhere or I came across it, that a lot of the Israeli army guys that are there, they don't want to fight anymore. And they're giving Israel a big problem there. So these are the other issues. But coming back to the issue of the Ottoman Empire, they have raped these countries. They only had one intention. Believe me or not, they had one intention. Clean it up, keep the people in starvation, make them starve, make them obligated to you. And that's the modus operandi of the West. Believe me or not, it has always been. They want you to be obligated to them. They want the IDF. That's how the monetary issues have come in. They want you to be obligated to the IDF. They want you to be, you know, to the International Monetary Fund, be funded, and then also be obligated to them. And so then what happens in the end? If you look at South Africa, it's very interesting. Look at all the food issues, food security. They took advantage of the apartheid system, and they became top business guys. All your chain stores, your food security, everything basically they have taken over. They're controlling it in a massive way. And what happens to the majority of your people? You're still going to buy for them. You're obligated to them. And you've got a problem. So this is the issue of this white supremacy issue with the West. And they're always going to pursue it, believe me or not, until I don't know how long. But they, that's their modus operandi, as I said. They're going to continue. They have raped these countries. In the Ottoman Empire was a very, very interesting issue. You know, how these people ruled, how they controlled. And it's very, very sad all over. If going to go, we don't know our history. That's the problem. We don't know about India, Pakistan, all these countries, Afghanistan, you know, all these countries. Look at what happened in Africa. I mean, Libya, Syria, all these countries. You know, it's very, very sad what's happening all over the world. These people are going to continue raping our countries until our governments don't wake up, people don't wake up and realize it. And what's sad is now, even if they are now, I would say, writing and showing the world what they are doing about it, nothing, nothing. They're not interested because of arrogance, because they've got it tied up all over in the issue. No one can say anything. They're still going to murder our people. It's going to murder them and scrape the country, and that's how sad it is.
Very, you know, interesting indeed, Shiraz. I'm really enjoying your company this morning. Rashid Mai says, "Assalamu alaikum, Blue Chef and Shiraz. Chor Machaya, Chor. Let's talk about our good friend. Good friend, he says, is what? Okay, a little over. I'm trying to read this. Yeah, good friend, Cyril Ramaphosa. He is taking money from the cartels. He's taking money from the mafias. He's taking money from ESCOM and putting it all on his bank account. What is wrong with him, Shiraz? Please explain this type of greed for so much of money. What will he take into his cupboard? Can you not talk to this man, Cyril Ramaphosa? Once upon a time, I loved him. Now, I don't know what to say." Yeah, that's a good point from Rashid Mayer there,
yes,
Shiraz.
Rashid has a good point and wish him well. Anyway, I know Rashid very well, inshallah. Right, let me explain you. Cyril Ramaphosa and them not from today. They've been bought off a long time ago. They've been bought off. They were threatened in a sense that if you don't toe the line also, then we are going to mess up your country or whatever it is that you're going to get. No investments and all that issues is one of the issues. But the greed, it's very sad. It's very, very sad. These guys were bought off from a long time. These guys were given money, they were given wealth, they were given the advantage of the BEE, they encouraged the BEE issue, they took sticks in all the mines, and they people, they all, they started giving them little tidbits and shares. Every one of them within the ANC, I would say, leadership, every one of them is a multi-billionaire. Believe me, a majority of them. Right? How did they become overnight multi-billionaires? Because of the wealth that these Western countries and Western people, settlers all over in South Africa also especially, has supported them, gave them finance, gave them everything. So what happens at the end? The same system they're using all over the world. In the US, they go to all the political, both the political parties and say, listen, we are with you. So whoever comes in power, they're with them. Same thing they're doing in South Africa. They're supporting all the political parties. I see most of them, actually. And most of them require them because they go to Israel, they go with them, and then keep ties with them because they get financed. So ultimately, what happens? You sell your soul. You, for your money, for keeping yourself alive, going ahead for big money. So what happens? You sell your soul, you sell your people, you sell your nation, make them starving, make them poor. They're not interested. The greed is the major issue here that we are involved in, especially Israel and Paul and his family. They are a hopeless case, as far as I'm concerned.
No, absolutely. As you said, you know, it's a hopeless case. We have listeners around the world listening to you this morning. Haroon from London says, I want to know from Brew Shiraz, how's Durban now? Because when I was there in my 90 days, it was safe and sound. Now I'm getting mixed signals. Some say, come back, it's going to come right. I don't know. Every time I pick up a newspaper on South Africa, there's mugging, there's killing, there's robbery, and the government is not competent, and there's no service deliveries. How? What would Shiraz tell us, expats that are listening to him this morning? Shiraz?
Right. Okay, let's put it in as well. Let me put it to you first, my own personal issue. I'm a South African. I'm an African. Me, I'll die here in the soil here in South Africa. Right, number one. Number two, he's right. Yes, most definitely. There's robberies going on. There's, you're not safe anywhere, how it used to be in the old South Africa, and everything else is dangerous and all that. Yes, but let me make this very clear, right? We don't know what's going to happen with the election system next year, changes, whatever. We are hoping for the best in any way. And yes, the government is totally incompetent. I think anybody that comes into power, they're not going to be interested. They're not going to change. The whole system entirely has to change, right? Secondly, what's the most important other factor is this. There's theft. There's killing everywhere in the world. Go to the U.S., you'll see it. Very badly. Yeah, actually, the problem is the people are like, you know, robbing you, petty crimes, but if you go to dangerous places, they will kill you, whatever it is. You're like it. But if you take care of yourself, you sort yourself, be aware of your surroundings, you're going to live anywhere. I'm living in Durban, I go everywhere, no problem. Right? So it depends on the street. I mean, he's in London, whatever it is. Now that London is, I stayed in London, I know what's happening there. You travel in different areas. People are very, very clannish. Each society lives within their own society. You go in the wrong society, you get a good hiding, or you get dropped, mugged in a big way. So that is there. But yes, incompetency with now government, they're not coming to the party, they're not sorting out the people, they are abusing all the finances, they're making the people lazy, making Indian go welfare state. Those are the problems that we are going to face. As I said again, and I'll repeat it, we don't know what's going to happen. Basically, with the changes that are going to happen next year with the election, we don't know. I don't.
Well, I can hear your car hooting for you because you're going to some rally this morning. That's your parting words, Shiraz.
Yes, look, as you gave a very beautiful topic, Palestine is the issue. Everyone has diverted from the Russian issue, Ukraine issue. Now it's all about Palestine. The sad thing is, the only thing we can do right now is support it, pray hard, make dua for that, for those people, innocent people that are going, but give them support in a sense that at least they can stand these people that are killing them and murdering them. That's the only thing we can do in the world. And hopefully, inshallah, we see what happens then in the future.
Inshallah, Shiraz, you have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. Allah keep you, Allah bless you. And we thank you for taking this call at the last minute. But as usual, we know the knowledge that you have done a justice to the segment this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. Shukran.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.